बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल को।
फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 18। वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग द प्रेयर्स ऑफ द रेसिडेंट्स ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप। In our last meeting, we discussed about the structure of Jambudvipa, and we also discussed how in Jambudvipa there are 9 varshas. Dvipa is an island, varsha is a tract of land within that island. There are 9 varshas, and in each varsha there are some residents, and the prominent residents of that varsha offer heartfelt prayers to the Supreme Lord in a specific form. So the residents of each varsha describe and worship the Supreme Lord in a specific form that they like. In the first varsha, or the middlemost varsha of Jambudvipa, which is called Ilavrata Varsha, Lord Shiva is the prominent resident, and he offers prayers to Sankarshan, Lord Sankarshan. His prayers we have seen in the previous discussion. Bhaje bhajanyaranapada pankajam bhagasya krishnasya paramparayanam. All those prayers we have seen. Now we will go to the second verse, 5th canto, 18th chapter, 1st verse. Can someone read the first translation? Because we are not reading the prose verses.
Translation. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Bhadrashrava, the son of Dharmaraj, rules the tract of land known as Bhadrashrava Varsha. Just as Lord Shiva worships Sankarshan in Ilavrata Varsha, Bhadrashrava, accompanied by his intimate servants and all the residents of the land, worships the planetary expansion, plenary expansion of Vasudeva known as Hayashirsha. Lord Hayashirsha is very dear to the devotees, and he is the director of all religious principles. Fixed in the topmost trance, Bhadrashrava and his associates offer their respectful obeisances to the Lord and chant the following prayers with careful pronunciation.
In the Bhadrashrava Varsha, Bhadrashrava worships Lord Hayashirsha. This is one form of the Lord with the head of a horse. So the mantras begin from the second verse. So the first verse is only describing the scene there where one devotee is offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, accompanied by many other residents within the tract of land. The prayer is Bhadrashrava Uchuhu. ओम नमो भगवते धर्मायात्म विशोधनाय नम इति। सो धर्मायात्म, ओम नमो भगवते मीन्स आई ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस अन टू दैट सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। हु इज धर्माय मीन्स द रिजर्वायर ऑफ ऑल रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स, दैट इज धर्माय। आत्म विशोधनाय मीन्स ही क्लीन्स द हार्ट्स ऑफ कंडीशन सोल्स। Vishodhan, shodhan means cleaning, Vishodhan means very thoroughly cleaning what? Atma. Here Atma is the self, the contamination of the self, contamination of the mind. So he helps in cleaning the heart of conditioned souls within the material world. Atma Vishodhanaya Nama Iti. Prabhupada writes in the purport that foolish materialistic persons don't know how they are being controlled and punished by the laws of nature at every step in their life. Padam padam yad vipadam. There is danger at every step, and the dangers are actually presented by Maya. A conditioned soul cannot realize that, oh, I am being tormented by the waves of Maya. So they think that they are happy in every state. In conditioned state also they think that they are happy, not knowing the purpose of repeated birth and death. So every moment the conditioned soul is being controlled by multiple laws in the nature. The body has certain laws. Kshutra tridhatu bhirma muhurardyamana sitoshna vata varashai ritaritarascha. ಕಾಮಾಗ್ನಿನ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಋಷಾಚ ಸುದುರ್ಭರೇಣ ಸಂಪಶ್ಯತೋ ಮನ ಉರುಕ್ರಮ ಸೀದ ತೀಮಿ ಏಕನ್ ಪ್ರೊಜೆಕ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು ನೈನ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿ ಆಫರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ಕ್ಷುತ್ರುತ್ರಿಧಾತುಭಿರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಕ್ಷುತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಂಗರ್, ತೃತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಥರ್ಸ್ಟ್, ತ್ರಿಧಾತುಭಿರ್ ಕಫ ವಾತ ಪಿತ್ತ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಧಾತೂಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್. ವಿಚ್ ಅವರ್ ಆಯುರ್ವೇದಿಕ್ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಕ್ಯಾಚಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ನಾಡಿ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್, ಕಫ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್, ಕಫ ಇಂಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್, ಪಿತ್ತ ಇಂಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್. ತ್ರಿಧಾತುಭಿರ್ ಕ್ಷುತ್ರಿಧಾತುಭಿರ್ಮ ಮುಹುರರ್ಜ್ಯಮಾನ ಈಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಶೀತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿಂಟರ್, ವಾತ ವಿಂಡ್, ಉಷ್ಣ ಸಮ್ಮರ್ ಹೀಟ್, ವರ್ಷೈರ್ ವರ್ಷೈರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ರೈನ್, ಶೀತೋಷ್ಣ ವಾತ ವರ್ಷೈರ್ ಇತರೇತರಾಶ್ಚ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಅದರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಕಾಮಾಗ್ನಿನ ದ ಲಸ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅನ್ಸೇಷಿಯಬಲ್ ಲಸ್ಟ್, ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಷನ್, ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ವೈರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪೊಸೆಷನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನೆವರ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಡ್. ಕಾಮಾಗ್ನಿನ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ರುಷಾ, ರುಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಂಗರ್, ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಲಿಬಲ್ ಆಂಗರ್. ವೆನ್ ದ ಕಾಮಾ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ರೋಧ, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ಕಾಮಾಗ್ನಿನ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ರುಷ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಕಾಮಾ ಈಸ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಫೈರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫ್ರಸ್ಟ್ರೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಡ್, ಒನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಆಂಗರ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಚ್ಯುತ, ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಲಿಬಲ್ ಆಂಗರ್. ಅಚ್ಯುತ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಚ್ಯುತ ವರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಆಂಗರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅಚ್ಯುತ ರುಷಾಚ ಸುದುರ್ಭರೇಣ, ಸುದುರ್ಭರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟಾಲರಬಲ್. ಸಂಪಶ್ಯತೋ ಮನ ಉರುಕ್ರಮ ಸೀದತೀಮಿ, ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಡ್ ಸೋಲ್, ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್. ಯಾ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಜಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಇನ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್, ಪ್ರಪೋಸ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್. Not knowing the purpose of repeated birth, old age and death. Namam duṣkṛtino mūḍha prapadyante narādhamāḥ. And they don't take shelter of the Supreme Lord. What is the purpose of birth, death, old age, disease that is existing in this material world, as Prabhupada is indicating? That is for the purpose of reforming the conditioned soul. This is to rectify the rebellious attitude of the conditioned soul. ಜನಸ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾತ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ದೈವಾತ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲಸ್ಯ ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ. ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟರ್ನ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೇಸಸ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲಸ್ಯ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸೋ ಇರ್ರೆಲಿಜಿಯಸ್. ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್, ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಒನ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್? ಆತ್ಮವಿಶೋಧನಾಯ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. And the process of purification is to engage in devotional service. Purification is the aim of human life. Even Rishabhadeva also says in the first verse of his teachings, 5th canto, 5th chapter. Just now we recited also, Nayam deho deha bhajam riloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujami. Tapo divyam, perform divine austerity. Accept austerities. Voluntarily, accept some inconveniences upon yourself voluntarily so that you can get a higher purpose, spiritual purpose, right? So, not meant for blind indulgence in sense gratification. Tapo divyam putrakayena satvam. Prabhupada is writing in this purport also. Unobstructed happiness is equal to Brahma Saukhyam. What is that Brahma Saukhyam to Anantam? Anantam means unlimited, Brahma Saukhya. So that is unlimited, the spiritual happiness. Prahlad Maharaj says, Maya Sukhaya Bharamudvahato Vimudhan. Vimudha means a person who is not so intelligent. Mudha. Mudha is, proposes rascal. Vimudha means like number one rascal, proposes. So he says, Maya Sukhaya Bharamudvahato Vimudhan. Maya Sukha means, the Sukha is there, but that is Maya. Maya means illusion, illusory happiness. In another verse, in somewhere in the 7th canto, Prahlad only describes Shruti Sukhaya. Shruti Sukhaya means Sukha is there only in hearing. All the advertisements say that you just use this soap, you will become so beautiful. You use this so and so gadget, you will be very effective in doing your management or whatever. Use this product, you will be very happy. So that is Shruti Sukhaya. Once you purchase that product, you may not get that much Sukha that is promised there. Right? So Shruti Sukhaya or Maya Sukhaya. Bharamudvahato vimudhan. Merely for temporary materialistic happiness, these rascals are making huge arrangements and thus they are baffled life after life. Life after life. These prayers are a bit heavy. These prayers by Bhadrashva. Now we are just beginning. So more temperature will increase from 3rd and 4th verses. Aho vichitram bhagavad vicheshtitam. Ghanantam janoyam himishanna pashyati. Dhyayan asadyarhi vikarma sevitum. Nihritya putram pitaram jijivishati. Aho vichitram bhagavad vicheshtitam. Vichitram, you understand, wonderful, astonishing. Aho means it's the word which is spoken out of astonishment, alas, like that. Aho vichitram. What is vichitram here? What is astonishing here? Bhagavad vicheshtitam. The activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are extremely astonishing. Aho vichitram bhagavad vicheshtitam. What activities is he speaking about here? Not the activities of his lifting Govardhan Leela or his subduing Kaliya or performing Rasa Leela or Damodar Leela, Mridabhakshanda Leela, Putana Leela, Shakataswar Leela, Trinavartam, not that. You see the next line. Ghanantam janoyam hi mishan na pashyati. The materialistic person, janoyam means this jana, ayam jana, these people in general. Ghanantam means death of a person. Ghanantam janoyam hi mishan na pashyati. Mission means they are able to see the death of a person, na pashyati, but they are not seeing. Pashyannapi na pashyati. He is seeing but he is not seeing. Means someone sees the floor is not clean but he is not cleaning it. That means he has not seen it. In effect. Someone asks, I want water. He has heard it but he is not bringing water. That means he has not heard it. Right? Only the sound came. The sound traveled through whatever medium and entered his ears, but he did not process that sound and act upon it. So that is pashyannapi na pashyati. Ghanantam mishantam. What is that? Ghanantam janoyam mishan na pashyati. Although they are able to see death in this world, they are not actually seeing death. This is called, smashana vairagya. Smashana vairagya means somebody dies, the dead body is taken to smashan, either he is cremated or the body is burnt, something is done. And suddenly the person thinks there that maybe I will also die one day. Maybe my father also will die one day. Maybe my brother also will die one day. So like that, he, for a moment, he is overwhelmed with the feeling of detachment. The life is very temporary. He was just healthy yesterday. Today morning only he met with an accident and he died. What is the surety that I may not die like that? So he may be overwhelmed with certain kind of detachment and renunciation in crematorium. But as soon as he comes out of the crematorium, he is back to action, his own regular activities. At least after a couple of days, he is back to normal. That is called smashana vairagya. So, ghanantam janoyam hi mishanna pashyati means although they saw death, they have not actually seen death. Yudhishthira Maharaj also says, there are so many astonishing things in this world, but one thing is very astonishing. That is,
the people's urge to live, although they see so many deaths every day. And they are convinced that I may not die. I may not die so soon at least. Not in the next couple of decades at least. At least I'll live for 60 years, 70 years at least. Actually, my astrology says I'll live for 93 years. So like that, they're quite confident. So that is very wonderful in this world. So Vidura goes to Dhritarashtra and tells him, my dear Dhritarashtra, whole life I have given you so many suggestions, you have never taken them seriously. Now final suggestion I am giving you, take it very seriously. Get out of here, get out of Hastinapur. Don't live such a degraded life at the cost of the mercy of Bhima. He is just throwing some chapatis on your face every day. Are you not ashamed of eating those chapatis every day? That you have tried to kill them and now they are maintaining you. Why to live such a degraded life? Get out of this home, household life, materialistic household life. Death has come upon us. It is providence that has overcome all of us in the form of fear of death. So please, get out of this palace. Don't be attached to these comforts. Dhritarashtra might say, what is the surety that I may die? Your sons, 100 sons died. Your father died. Your grandfather died. So many of your contemporaries died. Your brother died, Pandu. So many people died. And you have seen so many deaths. Therefore, you will also die. What is the surety? They may die, but I may not die. See the symptoms of your old age. You are getting old. And you are since birth only you are unable to see. And you are unable to hear in the recent past. Your teeth are falling off. When you are coughing, so many ragas are coming out. So these symptoms of old age are proof that you are going to die very soon. But Dhritarashtra is not in a mood to listen all of that. Then Vidura continued, you read 1st Canto 13th chapter elaborately. So Vidura continued and convinced him that Dhritarashtra is going to die. So there Vidura expressed his astonishment to see the conditioned soul's urge to live and continue this materialistic life eternally if possible. So that is Vichitram, Bhagavad Vicheshtitam. Why this is called Bhagavad Vicheshtitam? This is done by the Lord only through His external energy. Lord performs so many activities in the life of devotees through His internal energy, but through the external energy He makes these conditioned souls believe that I can live forever. That's why it is Bhagavad Vicheshtitam, pastimes of the Lord. These are also pastimes of the Lord, but these are not very relishable or pleasurable pastimes. Dhyayan asadhyarhi vikarma sevitum. So dhyayan means meditating. The conditioned soul constantly meditates. Asadhyarhi, on bad activities. Vikarma sevitum. Vikarma, karma is work. Vikarma is bad work. Right? He is constantly meditating on how to do sinful activities. Right? Dhyayan asadhyarhi vikarma sevitum nirhritya putram pitaram jijivishati. An example is given. When the father dies, the son might be happy, might be morose, but at the end, he is also happy to accept all the father's property and enjoy for himself. This is common in materialistic society. Conditioned souls inherit the properties of their dead fathers and they enjoy happily. Not only that, see this. Nirhritya putram. When the son dies, pitaram jijivishati. Father wants to usurp the property of the son and he wants to enjoy. Right? The son must have accumulated some money, some property, some land, or some house, or something else. The father is eager to enjoy all of that. And in very degraded societies, not only accepting the possessions of the son, sometimes the father may even take the widow of the son also and try to enjoy. So this is the situation of degraded materialistic society. Aho vichitram, Maya can make the conditioned soul do anything and everything. So Bhadrashva is wondering, my God, what is Lord's Maya? Lord's Maya can make conditioned soul do any kind of degraded activity. So Chakravartipad writes here, in Bhadrashva and other heavenly planets on earth, a person would not see the death of his son. Generally, son will not die before the father. This happens specifically in the earthly planetary system. So this is, he is speaking about earthly plane, especially the Bharatavarsha. Even on earthly plane, Bhumandala also, in the other dvipas, in the other varshas of Jambudvipa, this kind of phenomena might not happen. But only in Bharatavarsha this happens. Okay, this is a place of karma. So they are speaking specifically about Bharatavarsha. And he says, we are fortunate, we are enjoying the results of our good karmas. In Bhadrasva, we live like animals. Those who are most fortunate have taken birth in Bharata for attaining practices to get out of the world. There, even the low-born easily attains Vaikuntha. How can we be bewildered? So, on one hand, there is this kind of degraded mentality in the people of Bharatavarsha. On the other hand, the residents of Bharatavarsha also have great fortune to perfect their lives by performing process of devotional service. That opportunity is also given, right? So they are appreciating that opportunity also. So, as I said, here, Bhagavad Vicheshtitam. Aho Vichitram Bhagavad Vicheshtitam. He is wondering, he is getting astonished to see the activities of the Lord, pastimes of the Lord, not of Vrindavan. These pastimes are those pastimes performed with his external energy, not the internal energy. So Prabhupada writes, very striking point. He says, why the Lord has to permit sinful activities? As the second line says, Grantam janoyam hi mishanna pashyati dhyayan asadyarhi vikarma sevitum. The conditioned soul might want to do vikarma, sinful activities. But why so? Why he has to perform sinful activities? It's not that the Supreme Lord is doing those sinful, is making the living entity do those sinful activities. Don't confuse with the first line and third line. Bhagavad Vicheshtitam and Vikarma. The conditioned soul's Vikarma can be attributed to Bhagavad Vicheshtitam in one sense, indirectly, because Lord's energy is handling. But why the Lord's energy is functioning in such a way? Answer is given. The Supreme Lord does not want any living entity to act sinfully. He begs him through his good conscience to refrain from sin. So when someone wants to do some mistake internally, some voice is saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. He knows. Krishna gave the ability to discriminate to the living entity. At the same time, he also gave the freedom to make a choice. It's up to you. I told you what is good, what is bad. I told you, if you board Chennai flight, you will end up in Chennai. If you board Mumbai flight, you will end up in Mumbai. Right? So, Krishna has made a system. If you do this activity, this is the result. If you do this activity, this is the result. So, which activity you want to do, which flight you want to board, that you decide. He gave free will also. So, Prabhupada writes in the next statement, when someone insists upon acting sinfully, the Supreme Lord gives him sanction to act at his own risk. Mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. At your own risk. So when death comes, however, all their plans for material enjoyment are finished. So this is how the world is created. In the beginning of creation, Brahmaji first creates these five kinds of nisayans. Sasarjangarindhatamishram athatamishram adhikrit mahamohamcha mohamcha tamaschagnana vrittayaha. So, Brahmaji creates tamas, ignorance, then moham, illusory concept, mahamoham, then tamishram and andhatamishram. So, these are all different varieties. We have discussed it earlier also. So, these are there. Basically, the material world is there to house the conditioned souls who do not want to love Krishna and serve Krishna. For them, they need to be forgetful of their relationship with Krishna. That's why he is entrapped in these five kinds of nisayans. Next verse is even more striking.
Vadanti Vishwam Kavayasmanashwaram Pashyanti Chadhyatma Vidovi Paschitaham Tathabi Muhyanti Tavajamayayam Suvismitam Krityamajam Natosmitam Vadanti Vishwam Kavayasmanashwaram Pashyanti Chadhyatma Vidovi Paschitaham Tathapi Muhyanti Tavajamayayam Suvismitam Krityamajam Natosmitam Vadanti Vishwam Kavayasmanashwaram.
Vadanti means they speak. Very authoritatively they speak. Very confidently they speak. Who speak? Great learned sages, personalities. Vadanti Vishwam Kavayaha. Kavayaha means great learned sages or learned people in this world. People who educate others. So, Kavayaha. What they say? Vishwam Sma Nashwaram. Nashwaram means that which is supposed to be vanquished. This Vishwam, this material world is subjected to destruction. This point is very confidently declared by learned people. Vadanti Vishwam Kavayahasma Nashwaram. Next, Pashyanti Cha Adhyatma Vido Vipaschitaha. Pashyanti Cha Adhyatma. So they also see, Pashyanti means they are able to see. What? Adhyatma Vidaha. Those who have realized spiritual knowledge, they are able to see. Vipaschitaha. Vipaschitaka is also speaking about learned scholars. So it's not that they just speak to others, this world is perishable. They themselves are also able to see it. They themselves are also able to realize it. This world is perishable. Right? They have personal understanding and they can make others also understand about the temporariness of this material world, about the futility of sense enjoyment. Third line. Tathapi muhyanti. Even such people still they get bewildered. Muhyanti. By what? Tava aja mayaya. By the maya, the illusory energy of aja, unborn supreme lord. Tava means yours. This is a prayer offered to the Lord. Tathapi muhyanti tava aja mayaya. To what extent they are bewildered? Muhyanti. Suvismitam. Suvismitam means getting bewildered. Suvismitam means extremely bewildered. Krityam ajam natosmitam. Right? This world, this maya of the Lord can make such people also so astonished. Suvismitam. Krityam. So ajam natosmitam. We offer our obeisances unto you, Lord. Your maya is very powerful. They are glorifying Lord's maya and offering obeisances to him, so that they can be protected from that maya. Basically, this point, this prayer is Devi Hiyesha Gonamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mameva Ye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. They are describing very graphically what maya can do to learned people and to conditioned souls. What maya does to conditioned souls, they explained in the third verse. What maya is doing to the learned people, they explained in the fourth verse. Right? My dear Lord, we surrender unto you so that we can be protected from this maya. Right? So, in the purport, Prabhupada writes that moha or illusion is basically aham mameti conception. I am this material body and everything in relationship with this material body is mine. This conception of I and mine put together is called moha. Illusion. Krishna also has this aham mameti conception. Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanmitaha. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, everything is emanating from me. I am the source of everything. I am the origin of everything. Then mama, mama eva amsho jiva loke jiva bhutas sanatanaha. He says, all these living entities are my parts and parcels. Krishna also says, aham mameti, he also says. But when he says it is truth, when we say, that is false. When he says it is absolute truth, when the conditioned souls say, it is absolute false. Aham mameti, his conception of what he is wrong. He's not an American, he's not an Indian, he's not a man, he's not a woman, he's not a millionaire, he's not a Brahmana, he's not a Kshatriya, he's not a Sudra. All these external designations are just temporary impositions on the pure spirit soul for a short amount of time. Gopi bhartuhu padakamalayor dasa 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 anudasaha. That's the original identity of the soul. Any other identity other than this is a temporary superimposition on the soul, and the soul begins to believe that this is the permanent identity. That's called aham mameti conception, right? So Prabhupada writes, I am this material body and everything in relation with this body is mine. And this illusion caused by the material energy acts especially on the conditioned soul. But sometimes even liberated souls also may get entrapped by this. So not only ignorant people are affected by it, even very learned sages, vadanti vishwam kavayaha, kavis are also getting attracted by it. What other words are used? Adhyatma vidaha, one who can understand the science of soul, they also can get bewildered by it. Then other words also he used. Vipashchitaha, very learned scholars also get illusioned. Next, see three things. Learned people are described as kavis, adhyatma vidaha and vipashchitaha. So all these three great, great people, they get bewildered by Lord's maya. Tathapi muhiyanti tavaja mayaya. See how maya is so powerful. Why they get bewildered? Because although they have sufficient knowledge about the material world, they are not attached to bodily conception of life. Still, because of being here in the association of modes for a long time, there is a possibility that they may also get captivated by these modes. Staying at one place for a long time, which is filled with material vibrations, it's very difficult, right? For example, somebody may be living very close to temple or in the temple and every day attending, say, Mangalarati and chanting Japa with devotees and attending, say, Srimad Bhagavatam class on a regular basis for one full year, 2 full years, 5 full years. Then he goes to some place and he does not have access to all these things, right? Then he may miss this experience for 1 day, 2 days, 10 days, 15 days. After that, he may get used to that place also. He can manage without Mangalarti also. He may not miss Mangalarti the way he missed on the first day. He may not miss Japa with devotees like the way he has done in the first day, right? For some people, it could be 10 days for capacity, holding capacity. For some people, it could be 15 days. Some people, it could be 1 month. Some people, it could be 1 year. Whatever, the magnitude may be different. The point that this verse is trying to convey is, however learned one may be, maya is so powerful that there is a possibility of his coming back to this material existence. Possibility of just stepping down from his exalted position. So no one can be overconfident in his process of devotional service, in his practice of bhakti. That's the caution note that this verse is giving us. Because of the association of modes for a long time, even they sometimes become captivated by illusory energy. Due to what? Due to inattentiveness in the transcendental position. Inattentiveness. For example, somebody is climbing a ladder. Right? You need to... Now we are making Madan Mohan temple. Madan Mohan temple, we are making now it's beyond 50-60 feet in the construction. Now, like on all sides, on all directions of the temple, there is this structure, scaffolding, structure made with wooden logs, right, bamboos and some iron rods and all. Somebody may be very experienced stone worker. He must have been engaged in the building of so many temples, right? He must have built 50 feet tall temples, 100 feet tall temples, like that, so many temples he must have built. And he very easily, very effortlessly, he can just climb all these stairs and all these wooden log structures, and then he can confidently, without much fear, he can stand at an altitude of 50, 60 feet very happily, right? But if he's inattentive there, he has acquired that siddhi or whatever to very effortlessly, within 5 minutes, reach 50 feet height just by climbing this. But if he's inattentive there, although he has been doing that since 50 years or 20 years, whatever it may be, if he's inattentive there, he will fall down, he will break his leg or hand, or he may die also. Who knows? Right? So, if when the person reaches more height, there are more chances of damage when he falls from there. Right? That's the point it's mentioned here. Ordinary conditions also will definitely get affected. That's what is mentioned in the third verse. But the fourth verse says, even learned people also may get bewildered. Tathapi muhiyanti tavaja mayaya. Maya is so powerful. So, due to one's absorption in material life, due to overconfidence in one's practice or whatever, although someone gets a signal from inside, what is happening is not appropriate, still he may give in. What is inattentiveness? In one sense, inattentiveness means not trying to bring back our mind when it is going away. Very difficult. Everyone has experience doing japa. So the allowing the mind to just go wherever it wants from what we are supposed to focus on. When we are doing some service, we are supposed to focus on the service. That's an ideal thing. But mind goes somewhere else. We will lose concentration on doing that service or doing that japa or reading Bhagavatam or hearing class or doing japa or addressing the deities or whatever it may be, doing aarti. Some other thoughts will come. Thoughts will definitely come. The responsibility of a sadhaka is try to bring back. Okay, mind is going there. Okay, come back. Okay, you are reading a verse of Bhagavatam. Vadanti vishvam kavayasvanashvaram pasyante jadhyatma vidobhishnam. Okay, who other? Nay, continue third lane. Tathapi muhyanti tavajamaya. Come back to third lane. Don't get distracted of two lines. So that's what, that attempt is sadhana basically. Right, we try to bring it back. If we don't bring it back after two lines, if we allow the mind to go for a tour after 1 hour, we'll come back to the third line. That is inattentiveness. So that could happen even to exalted people also. Right. So mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. That's why the verse is saying that nato smitam. My dear Lord, we surrender unto you. We offer our obeisances unto you, O unborn. Ajam nato smitam. Even learned people also may get bewildered, what to speak of some mediocre practitioners. So there is every possibility of getting bewildered. So please help us. Please protect us. If you seek shelter of Krishna, it is possible. So Prabhupada writes here, no one should think of himself as a liberated person immune to the influence of Maya. Everyone should very cautiously execute devotional service by rigidly following the regulative principles. No one should be overconfident. Thus, he will remain fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, a little inattention will create havoc. Prabhupada gives the example of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat was an exalted devotee. He left his home, his palace, all his soldiers and treasure house and all the royal comforts and wife and children and every royal paraphernalia he has just left. Like one passes a stool and he is completely detached from that stool. Let this stool go into the Suez Canal. I am not attached to it anymore. I will not even look back also. That's the level of detachment one may have towards one's own stool. Like that, Bharat Maharaj has relinquished everything that he has. He came to bhava stage, but he got attached to a deer. So from a like a divine perspective, it's all Lord's plan that he became a deer later. But from a sadhaka point of view, even such a learned person also could get distracted by attachment to an insignificant animal like deer. He's showing some compassion on the deer, giving it some grass or protecting it. That's not a problem. That's not a that's not wrong. But compromising on one's own spiritual practices by developing such undue affection for an animal is not correct. Right? So general compassion towards other living entities is fine from that side. Prabhupada writes, Lord is always prepared to excuse his devotee. But if a devotee takes advantage of Lord's leniency and purposefully commits mistakes again and again, the Lord will certainly punish him by letting him fall down into the clutches of the illusory energy. Theoretical knowledge acquired by studying Vedas is insufficient to protect one from the clutches of Maya. One must strongly adhere to the lotus feet of the Lord, then one's position is secure. Very heavy purport that gives a very strong warning note. So, next, we'll go to the next verse. So, the third verse said that, second verse, they offered obeisances to the Lord as Dharmaya and Atma Vishodhanaya. In the third verse, they described the materialistic conditioned soul who is bewildered by Maya. And in the fourth verse, they described that even learned souls also may get bewildered by Maya. Right? Maya is so powerful. So we offer obeisances unto you and we surrender unto you. So, next. So Maya attacks a person by making him inattentive. Attacks a devotee by making him inattentive. Then later he develops bad intentions. At least what is the hope for a practitioner? He may not have become pure completely. He is still in practicing stage. He has so many anarthas and he is struggling with so many shortcomings. All these are there definitely. But what is the hope for him? His aspiration is correct. His intention is to purify himself. So when the intention is pure, the aspiration to purify oneself, I am struggling with this envy and greed and pride, desire for name, fame, prestige, and trying to defeat others, trying to prove myself as great, or when someone else is seen as great by other people, I become envious of him. All these things are very unfavorable for my devotional service. Right, that understanding is there even in a very new practitioner also. Right, but Maya, how he attacks, how she attacks is, at one point, those elements that were supposed to be unfavorable, that were supposed to be seen as unfavorable towards one's own spiritual practice, Maya will make that person think that it is okay. No problem. You can try to defeat others and prove yourself that greater than others, right? Envying others. Of course, he is not such a great person. It's not envy actually. You are just speaking the truth. So like that Maya will think. Even if one notices that once His Holiness Radhana Samara says, even if one notices that what I am undergoing, this feeling or this intention is bad, still, Maya will make him think that, no, you are an exception. Because of falling victim to this anartha, many people have ruined their spiritual lives earlier, but you are an exception. I will not make you fall down. Maya will make the person, Maya will convince that person like that. And actually she is saying that to everyone. She is saying that to everyone, that you are an exception. You can still do this mistake. You can still continue to be victim of so and so anartha. Like that. So that's why pashyanti chadhyatma vido vipaschitaha tathapi muhyanti tavaja mayaya. Even such great people also may get bewildered by maya. So very, very instructive verse and purport Prabhupada gives. Even learned people are bewildered by maya. That implies, is there a fault in the Lord? Because Bhadraswa began saying that Bhagavad Vicheshtitam, and he is glorifying maya so much. See how powerful maya is, and he is attributing everything to Bhagavad Vicheshtitam. So maya belongs to you, but you are separate from her. So it's not that all your cheshtas are done through maya only. You have so many other cheshtas. Bhagavad Vicheshtitam is very broad term. So one part of that is the material energy's actions. They are also attributed to the Lord. But the Lord does it only to rectify the conditioned soul. Right? Next. Vishvodbhavasthana nirodha karmatem. Yakarturangi kritamapya pavrita. Yuktam na chitram tvai karya karane. Sarvatmanivyatirikteca vastutaha. Read the translation.
O Lord, although you are completely detached from the creation, maintenance and annihilation of this material world and are not directly affected by these activities, they are all attributed to you. We do not wonder at this. For your inconceivable energies perfectly qualify you to be the cause of all causes. You are the active principle in everything. Although you are separate from everything, thus we can realize that everything is happening because of your inconceivable energy.
See, Vishvodbhavasthana nirodha karmate. There is Vishva Udbhava. Udbhava means creation. Sthana, maintenance. Nirodha is annihilation. Vishvodbhava sthana nirodha karmate. Although you are performing this creation, maintenance and destruction, and you are still aloof from it, still this is attributed to you only. You are aloof, but still it's attributed to you. Sometimes the Bhedavakyas are emphasized, sometimes Abhedavakyas are emphasized. Getting right? Bhedavakya we already discussed. That is, those statements in the scriptures that describe the oneness between the Lord and His energies. They are Abhedavakyas. Bhedavakyas means those statements that emphasize the difference between the Lord and His energies. That is Bhedavakya. Bheda and Abhedavakya. Both are simultaneously correct. They are different. How can they be one? Yes, they are one also. If they are one, how are they different? Yes, they are different also. That's Achintya. That's what is mentioned here. In the last two verses, Lord's Maya's activities are described and that is attributed to the Lord here. Bhagavad Vicheshtitam. But it's actually not Bhagavad Vicheshtitam. It's the energy of the Lord that is doing it. But because the energy is doing according to the will of the Lord, it's attributed to the Lord. Right? So, we have to respect and we have to acknowledge the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Unless we acknowledge the inconceivable potency of the Lord, we have not actually understood or have appreciated the Supreme Lord. All contradictions are reconciled when we understand that the Supreme Lord has inconceivable potency. Now, who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Lord Krishna only, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. How can one person accept the mood of another person and feel separation from his own self? Right? I accept the mood of this person and this person loves me so much and I experience love for myself by accepting his mood. It's too much for a ordinary soul to understand it. Yeah, I love myself, that's fine. But I want to experience his love for me. It's a little too much to understand. So that is Kaviraj Goswami says, unless you accept the inconceivable potency of Krishna, you cannot understand Gaura Tattva. Gaura Tattva is, Gaura is Krishna only, in the mode of Radha, experiencing separation from Krishna, tasting the sweetness of Krishna. Sugar cannot taste its own sweetness. So sugar becomes a person who can taste Rasgulla and then taste its own sweetness. That's what Gaura Tattva is. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmat. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmat. Ekatmana Vapibhuvipura Deha Bhedau Gatautau. Chaitanyakhyam Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyamaptam. Radha Bhavadyuti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmat. All the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are the transformation of Krishna's internal potency, Hladini Shakti. Ekatmanav api bhuvi pura. Ekatmana means Radha and Krishna are same. Api bhuvi pura deha bhedau gatautav. Since beginning, since time immemorial, no one knows when it happened, but it happened. What happened? That ekatmanav, that one became two as Radha and Krishna. Then Chaitanyakhyam Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam. In the form of Lord Chaitanya, those two have become one again. How? Radha Bhava, accepting the Bhava, the emotion of Radharani, Dyuti, her complexion. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. That Gauranga is Krishna only in the Bhava and Dyuti of Krishna, of Radha. Like that. That's inconceivable. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this philosophy. Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. His Tattva itself is Achintya for us. He's a combination of Radha and Krishna. For purpose of what? For purpose of experiencing Radha's emotions for Krishna. So now that's internal potency. This is external potency. Bhagavad Vicheshtitam. Although it is Maya's function, Tathapi muhyanti tavaja maya. Your maya is great. There the difference is expressed, as is mentioned. Tava aja mayaya. In the fourth verse, Bhadraswa is saying, Tava aja mayaya. My dear Lord, your maya. Means maya is different and you are different. Maya belongs to you. In the previous verse he said, Bhagavad vicheshtitam. Means it is your activity only. Your maya's activity is your activity only ultimately. So, in the third verse, he mentioned the oneness. In the fourth verse, he separated them also. Right? So, we need to understand the inconceivable potency. Vishwadbhavasthana nirodhakarmate hyakarturangi kritamapyavavrataha. So, you are the active principle of everything. We discussed most of it. Chakvartipad says, Lord is actually called the non-doer of creation because he only activates the gunas. He instigates them. Yes, Agaru. Bas ho gaya. I'm done. What is that verse? This is the divinity of the Supreme Lord. Etad ishanam isasya prakriti sthopi tad gunaihi nayujyate sadatmasthair yatha buddhihi tadashrayaha. Etad ishanam isasya. This is the divinity of the Supreme Lord. Prakriti sthopi, although he is in touch with Prakriti, he is orchestrating this material creation, maintenance and destruction. Tad gunaihi na yujyate, he is not affected by the qualities of material nature. You are not covered by gunas because you are the possessor of maya. You are the cause of all its effect. So, using an object is different from coming under the control of that object. Interacting with an object is different from being controlled by that object. Right? For example, somebody is using a mobile phone. He is using to make a call. So, he is the controller of the mobile. But he so gets so engrossed in so-and-so thing in that, and then mobile controls him. Right? Mobile is like, he is uncontrollably attracted to the mobile. Every 2 minutes he has to come and see. He has to open and see. Mail aaya kya kuch. Bar bar mail check karne se mail nahi aata hai na. Someone has to send a mail, then we will get mail. right? We'll not get a mail by checking 100 times. But he gets controlled by Maya. By every few minutes he wants to go through it. So, similarly, great souls may interact with certain thing, but they are not entangled by it. Right? Interaction is different from getting controlled by them or getting entangled by them. Engaging mode of passion in Krishna's service, or engaging, say, the quality of anger in Krishna's service, is different from coming under the control of anger. Durvasa came under the control of anger. Right? But Hanumanji utilized anger in Ram's service. So unless you become angry, you cannot burn a city or you cannot kill so many warriors on the battlefield. Right? There is that quality has to be manifested. But that is for Krishna's service. So you are utilizing so and so quality. For example, a child is doing some mistake. Parents become angry. Hey, aisa mat karo. So they just kind of show some anger. But they are not controlled by that anger. So they manifest that mood so that the child can be disciplined. So that is engaging that anger for a good purpose. But one gets controlled by that anger. Say for example, the father gets controlled by that anger and start beating the child left, right, center as if to kill him only. Why? He has done some mistake. Small, silly mistake, childish mistake. Then he is coming under the control of anger. Like that. So Lord is not covered by gunas. Because you are the possessor of Maya, you are the cause of its effects. So because the Lord possesses Maya, Maya belongs to the Lord, so Maya's activities are also attributed to him. Whatever Maya is doing, that can be called as Bhagavad Vicheshtitam also. Right? Sixth verse. Someone read the translation, its prose.
At the end of the millennium, ignorance personified assumed the form of a demon, stole all the Vedas and took them down to the planet of Rasatala. The Supreme Lord, however, in his form of Hayagriva, retrieved the Vedas and returned them to Lord Brahma when he begged for them. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord whose determination never fails.
So Lord retrieved the Vedas. So far Lord is glorified for his activities. Now the specific activity of the Lord as Hayagriva is mentioned here. He retrieved the Vedas and gave them to Brahmaji. You can see that picture, no? Prabhupada writes, all the Vedic knowledge is imperishable within the material world. It is sometimes manifest and sometimes not. And when it is manifested, it is by the Lord's sanction and Lord's protection. Next. So these are the prayers of whom? Bhadrashva in which Varsha? These are the prayers of Bhadrashrava in Bhadrashva Varsha. To Lord Hayasirsha or Hayagriva. Both are same. Seventh verse. Seventh read. In the next set of verses are from 7th to 14th, they are the prayers of Lord, prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Narasimhadev. Narasimhadev resides in Harivarsha. Read, Prabhu.
Shukadev Goswami continued. My dear King, Lord Narasimhadev resides in the tract of land known as Harivarsha. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall describe to you how Prahlad Maharaj caused the Lord to assume the form of Narasimhadev. Prahlad Maharaj, the topmost devotee of the Lord, is the reservoir of all good qualities of great personalities. His character and activities have delivered all the fallen members of his demoniac family. Lord Narasimhadev is very dear to his exalted personality, to this exalted personality. Thus Prahlad Maharaj, along with his servants and all the denizens of Harivarsha, worships Lord Narasimhadev by chanting the following mantra.
So, these are the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Narasimhadev. Prahlad's bhakti is called uninterrupted because it was unmixed with karma and jnana. It is called pure because he did not worship any devatas. Ahituki apratihata. Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna is the original person. And he has so many incarnations. He manifests in so many forms to satisfy his devotees, to protect his devotees, to establish dharma, to perform various activities, he manifests various forms. So, Narahari Rupa, Meena Sharira, Vamana Rupa, he quotes Jayadeva Goswami's prayers. So, that is mentioned. Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Who is the Jagadisha? That is Krishna. Chintamani Prakara Sadmashukalpa Vruksha Lakshavriteshu Sarabhira Vipalayantam. In his original form, ultimate form, Swayam Rupa, Krishna is a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, the Kaishora Murti. And he manifests so many other forms. Govinda is the Adipurusha. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord has innumerable incarnations, exactly like there are innumerable waves on the surface of a river. Although Krishna is the original person, one without a second, he assumes different forms just to satisfy his devotees or to execute a specific purpose, as we discussed. Now there is a prose prayer. So this prose prayer, preferably we should need to memorize. We'll take later. After Narasimha Dev's prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namastejasa Tejase Avir Avir Bhava Vajra Nakha Vajra Damshtra Karmashayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuishta Om Ksharino. Imagine chanting 16 rounds of this mantra. So, these are obeisances to Lord Narasimha Dev. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya means, I offer my obeisances unto Lord Narasimha Dev. Namastejasa Tejasi. There is power. So many people are possessing power. Tejasa Tejasa, he is the power of all power. He is the source of all that power. Avir Avir Bhava. He may you, Avir Bhava means please appear. Avir Avir Bhava, please appear within our hearts, Narasimha Dev. He is offering a prayer. He is requesting. Vajra Nakha, his nails are like thunderbolt. You may call Tava Kara Kamala. His hand is like lotus. But here, lotus for whom? For Prahlad. So when he places his hand, Abhaya Hastan, Prahlad's head, then it's compared to lotus hand and the source of all fearlessness. But when it is on the chest of Hiranyakashipu, it is Vajra Nakha, thunderbolt like nails. That can just rip off his body completely. Powerful body. Vajra Nakha, Vajra Damshtra. Teeth are also like thunderbolt. Karma Ashayan Randhaya Randhaya. Karma Ashayan means the aspirations to gain fruitive results. That is Karma Ashaya. Ashaya means aspiration. Karma is fruitive activity. So Karma Ashaya, the conditioned soul has an inclination to perform karma, fruitive activity. Randhaya, randhaya, please, please vanquish this quality. Right? Tamo grasa grasa, om swaha, please drive away our ignorance. Abhayam, abhayam atmani, please give us fearlessness. Bhuishta om charam, please give us fearlessness. Please give us abhayam. So this is the prayer to Narasimha Dev. Prabhupada quotes in this purport, Yatpada Pankaja verse. You know that verse from Prithu Maharaj section. Yatpada Pankaja Palasa Vilasa Bhaktya Karmashayam Grathitamud Grathayanti Santaha Tadvanna Riktamatayo Yatayo Apirudha Sroto Ganastamaranam Bhajavasudevam. Yat pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya. If one performs service under the lotus feet of the Lord, lotus feet that are like lotus petals, right? Pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya, with devotion if you serve them, karmashayam grathitam udgrathayanti santaha. Once karmashaya, the aspiration for fruitive activity, is uprooted completely, Tadvanna riktamatayo yatayo piruddha. Riktamatayo means one who is devoid of devotional service. Yatayo piruddha. Even if they endeavor so much, they cannot even control their senses. What to speak of uprooting their material desires and karmic fruit, karmic tree. So, Prabhupada quotes this verse, because karmashaya is there, right? The real desirelessness is desiring to serve Krishna. Every living entity in the material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to his fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, conditioned soul must accept one body after another body. Thus, his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. But bhakti is teaching exactly the opposite. Anya abhilashita sunyam. Don't desire anything other than service to Krishna. Sunyam, zero. Unless one is completely freed from all material desires, which are caused by dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in devotional service. But still one has material desires. He is engaging in devotional service. That's the way of purification. Unless you take bath and completely cleanse yourself, you cannot enter the altar and worship the deities. Correct? But someone entered the bathroom and taking bath, he's cleaning his body. It may take 5-10 minutes for him to come out. The process is on. Work in progress. Right? So, work in progress is... If the work is in progress, one day the work will complete. So that is the sadhaka stage. Right? One may not be completely pure. So Prabhupada writes that... what is that verse? Sevon mukhehi jihvadav swayameva spuratyada. Before that, atah sri krishna namadin abhaved grahyam indriyaihi. So you cannot understand Krishna's names or forms or pastimes through one's blunt material senses. Grahyam indriyaihi. But sevon mukhehi jihvadav, you engage those blunt material senses only in Krishna's seva. Jihvadav, begin that seva by engaging your tongue in chanting the holy names of the Lord and tasting prasad of the Lord. Right? Sevon mukhehi jihvadav. So, with material senses you cannot understand the Lord, you cannot serve the Lord. But same material senses, if you engage in Krishna's service, those senses will be purified, and with that purified senses you engage in service of the Lord, Krishna is very happy to accept it. Krishna accepts that service which we offer with impure senses also, but he is more excited to accept that service when someone purifies his senses and then offers. Our endeavor is to purify those senses by engaging in Krishna's service. So what we do in the practice stage and after perfection, both is same. Both are exactly same. We engage material senses now, later we'll engage spiritual senses now. But both are engaging senses in Krishna's service only. Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam. So that means even if you have material desires, engage in Krishna's service. This statement, unless one is completely freed from material desires, which are caused by dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in devotional service. We need to understand, we need to read that one word carefully. Fully engage in devotional service. We can engage in devotional service with material desires also, with an endeavor, honest endeavor to give up those material desires. Akamaha sarvakamova mokshakama udaradhihi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushah param. Whether you have desire or whether you don't have desire, whether you have desire for moksha, whatever it may be, engage in Krishna service. So sometimes the desires may pop up. That is not a disqualification to perform devotional service. Understand that it is a distraction and somehow try to withdraw the mind from the distraction and focus on the devotional service. But one cannot be discouraged when distractions come. One should continue with determination. Prabhupada writes, Narasimha Dev is the killer of material desires. Hiranya means gold, Kashipu means a soft cushion or bed. Both of them are representing sensual enjoyment. So, Hiranyakasipu is representing material desires, and a devotee who is aspiring to give up his material desires should pray to Lord Narasimha to kill that material desires. Just the way you killed Hiranyakasipu, who is the personification of material desires, please kill my material desires also, who are obstructing me which are distracting me from my performance of devotional service. That's the prayer. Svastyastu vishvasya khala prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani shivam mithodhiyam manascha bhadram bhajata dadhokshaje aveshyatam no matirapya haitukim.
May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him.
Svasti astu vishvasya khala prasidatam. Khala means villain, envious people. So svasti astu, what is Prahlada's prayer? Let there be auspiciousness for those envious people also. Svasti astu vishvasya. Vishvasya means not just one villain or two villains. All the envious people in throughout the universe should get auspiciousness. So he continues. May there be good fortune for all these people. Dhyayantu bhutani shivam mithodhiya. May all beings meditate by their intelligence on each other's welfare. Dhyayantu bhutani. Dhyayantu means meditating. On what? Bhutani shivam. Shivam means auspiciousness. Let them not be envious of others, but let them think about the welfare of others. Right? Dhyayantu bhutani shivam mithodhiya. Manascha bhadram bhajatad adokshaje aveshyatam no matirapya haituki. May the mind become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. Bhajatad adokshaje means worshipping adokshaja Lord, that is bhakti yoga. And may our minds be absorbed in the Lord without any motivation. Ahaituki. Ahaituki is the key word here. So, in the beginning, Prahlad said, that let there be good fortune for envious people. Let them think about others' welfare. How will this happen? If one practices devotional service without any motivations, then he will be pacified, there will be good fortune for him, and he will think about others' welfare also. So bhakti yoga is the means for purifying the envious people that are mentioned in the first two lines. So, Prabhupada writes in the first canto, third verse purport. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam sukamukhad amrutadrava samyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam. No, second purport, second verse. Nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatra yon mulanam. Nirmatsaranam satam vedyam. Those are non-envious. In that purport, Prabhupada writes, there are three levels of non-enviousness. First is not becoming so envious when someone else is becoming successful. Second, trying to think about the welfare of others. Third, trying to establish a non-envious society throughout the world. Right. So here, I don't envy you because you are more qualified than me. That's first level. That's a basic level. At least that much one should have. Second is, not only that I don't envy you, but I think about your welfare. That is next. Dhyayanti bhutani shivam mithodhiya. Third level is, not only that I think about your welfare without any envy, I think about the welfare of the entire creation. That's what Vasudeva Leper said. Vasudeva Leper nahi. Vasudev Datta. He told Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord, please allow me to accept the sinful activities, sinful reactions of everybody in the entire universe and suffer for that. And you please deliver all of them. I mean, his compassion was so overwhelming him that he was ready, he was prepared to accept the sinful reactions, suffer for the sinful reactions of all the sinful souls in the entire cosmic manifestation. That is the extent of his compassion. So he's thinking about the welfare. And he also says, thinking about others' welfare, there are other examples also, I don't recall. Prahlad Maharaj himself says, Naiva dvije paradurathya vaitarinya tadvirya gayana mahamruta magna chitta soche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimudhan. I am not worried about my own distress in this world, because I am intoxicated by hearing your glories, so I am not worried about my welfare. Right? Soche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha, but I am very much afraid and worried about the welfare of sense gratifiers. I feel like staying here till all of them get delivered. That is Prahlad's prayer. So, what kind of aspiration is of good value is explained in all these prayers. Prahlad is aspiring for the welfare of people in general. He is so compassionate and he is so humble. So these are the Vaishnava qualities that one needs to aspire for. By studying Bhagavatam on a regular basis, especially by meditating on the prayers of such great souls, we understand what are the right aspirations. At least we get the right reference point or benchmark where we are supposed to reach. Many times, a neophyte sadhaka is radarless. Where? What is my goal? My kaun hu? So he's getting little bewildered. So these are reference points. This is where we are supposed to reach, right? Thinking about the welfare of others, not envying them, trying to inspire others also to become non-envious. Prabhupada writes, Vaishnava is paradukha dukhi. He always thinks about others' welfare. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. That's why he is called Vancha Kalpataru. Prahlad is a typical Vaishnav. He prays not only for himself, but for others' welfare. Gentle. All living entities. Gentle or envious or mischievous, everybody. So Prabhupada writes that Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. That is Bhagavata Dharma is meant for Bhagavatam is meant for non-envious. Bhagavata Dharma is meant for non-envious. What is that Dharma which is prescribed in Bhagavata? That is called Bhagavata Dharma. What is that? Bhakti Yoga. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhokshaje. Bhagavata Dharma is followed by Bhagavatas, is prescribed by book Bhagavatam, and that is Bhakti Yoga. So, when someone is doing Bhakti Yoga, he is non-envious. And when someone is non-envious, then he can do Bhakti Yoga more effectively. In the last canto of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Avalam Yadvaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyamekam Avalam Jnanam Param Giyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam Tat Srinvan Supathan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyennaraham. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Avalam Yadvaishnavanam Priyam. This Bhagavata Purana is amalam, spotless. Vaishnavanam priyam, very dear to all the Vaishnavas. Yasmin paramahamsyam ekam amalam. Only spotless, charactered paramahamsas who have no envy in the heart, they can understand Bhagavatam. To the extent one is non-envious, to that extent he can understand Bhagavatam. So, Prabhupada is saying here, same thing. In the material world, men are full of envy. But if one frees himself of envy, he can become liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up to Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the Lord's service cleanses his mind of all envy. So, if one is envious, if one is non-envious, he can perform bhakti effectively. But how to get rid of this envy in the heart? Perform bhakti. Simple. The solution for the problem, and after solving the problem, what you are supposed to do, both are same. The solution to the problem and the result after attaining the solution of the problem, after just getting rid of the problem, is same only, right? So he is requesting for a benediction. Sometimes devotees may ask for something also. Generally, devotee is very selfless, and he does not have any material desires. He doesn't ask anything from the Lord, but sometimes he may ask also. But what he is asking also is of pure nature. He is asking for the welfare of people in general. He is not asking anything for his own sense gratification. So we should pray to Narasimhadev like this. Bahir Narasimho Hridaye Narasimha. To kill all bad propensities. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from him. Okay. There are two kinds of envious people. One is snake, causeless envy. Number two, man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone. And the snake is a little less dangerous than Hiranyakashipu like people. Because by some mantras you can control the poison of a snake, but an envious person cannot be controlled only. Difficulty. That's why, Modeta Sadhur Apivrishchika Sarpa Hatya. Prahalad Maharaj himself compares Hiranyakashipu with a snake. And he says, Modeta Sadhur Apivrishchika Sarpa Hatya. Even sadhus also rejoice when a snake-like person, envious person dies. Vrishchika is scorpion. Sarpa is snake. When a snake or a scorpion dies, even sadhus also take pleasure in it. Right? Because they unnecessarily cause problem to other people. So Prahalad says, my dear Lord, all these planetary systems, all the residents of different planets are very happy and rejoicing the death of Hiranyakashipu. Because he is like a snake or a scorpion. So, Krishna consciousness movement is meant for non-envious people. One has to fix one's mind on the Lord's lotus feet. Bhajata Dadhokshaje. Materialists always think of the sense gratification, but Prahalad prays for Lord's mercy. And prays that may your mercy change the minds of people and let them become non-envious. Chakravartipad says, in praying for auspiciousness of universe, there should be auspiciousness even for the sinful. Then affliction of devotee should be absent. Not only gentlemen, even envious people also should be purified. Sinful people also should be purified. So purification is meant for everyone. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam raja. This instruction, Krishna is very happy to give this instruction to everyone. And Krishna accepts anyone who follows this instruction. It's not that my instructions are meant only for these people, only for brahmanas. No, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Sudra cannot read Bhagavad Gita or follow my instruction. My instructions are limited to certain people. The mentality of the conditioned soul limits him from following the instructions of Krishna. But Krishna's mercy does not limit any soul from entering the Bhakti Yoga. Should we take a break, Prabhu? A few minutes?